Okay. Basically what this file does is that whenever you type something and finish it with the words the end, whatever it is that you wrote down will happen to you in its entirety. That's pretty much all there is. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. From now on, whenever you write something out, if you finish it with the words, "the end," then as soon as you have finished it, you will immediately begin experiencing whatever it was that you wrote out. It doesn't matter what you wrote. It doesn't matter if it's just a few sentences like, "I need to change clothes," or something very, very complicated, an entire story about what happens. As soon as you type "the end," you will immediately begin experiencing whatever it is that you wrote out. You will begin experiencing it completely and in all fullness. It will be exactly as if whatever it is you wrote has instantly become your reality. If you were to write down, "I am 4 feet tall," the end, then you would immediately find yourself transformed to 4 feet tall. If you were to write out that over the next month I grow 3 inches, the end, then that is what would happen to you. If you want to, you may change any portion of your body. You may change yourself in any way that you desire. It does not matter. And you do not just have the ability to change your own personal reality. You may change your perception of things around you. You may change anything. If you write down, "I perceive the color red as actually being blue," then every time you see something that is red, you will say it's blue. Your mind instantly accepts whatever you wrote down as being true. Not only does it accept it, but it embraces it, and it even begins to work towards making it a reality, assuming it is physically possible. If you write down that "I want to lose 20 pounds, and that I work at it every day," the end, you will find yourself working at it every day until you lose 20 pounds. You will accept your new reality instantly and totally, no matter what it is that you wrote down. This is simply the way it is. You have chosen to accept this file, as you have chosen to listen to it, and therefore the file will affect you totally. Your mind will simply begin altering the way it perceives reality as soon as you have typed "the end." It does not matter what you write down. You will perceive reality as changed. If you write down something that isn't true, then you will just simply accept it as such mentally. However, you will not do anything that endangers yourself. If you write down, I grow wings and can fly. You will not jump out of a window or do anything that might endanger you. You will only write down, you will only accept realities that are possible to you. You will not write down, you will not do anything that endangers you. You may write down anything you want, but you will not endanger your own life with what you write down. This is just simply the way it is. If you write down that you can fly, you may be able to perceive that you can fly. Imagine what it would be like. Remember having done it in the past, and possibly even imagine it happening again. However, that does not give you the ability to fly. It just gives you the perception. You will only accept things that are possible. Otherwise, your mind will fill in the blanks. Your mind knows what will work and what won't. Your mind can accept these things and embrace them. This is just simply the way things are and the way things are going to be for you from now on. You will accept everything. You will accept all the changes. Everything that you have written down as being your reality. You will embrace them with your mind, adjusting your own point of view so that it matches exactly what you wrote down. Whatever you've typed out, as soon as you type out or write down the words, the end, it will instantly become your personal reality. This is just simply the way it is for you, the way that it will be from now on. You will accept this and embrace it, making it a part of you. That is how it is and how it will always be. You need to accept this. You want to accept this. You can feel it becoming a part of you. You can embrace it and make it a part of you. You want to make it a part of you. You will do so. You will listen to this file over and over again, embracing it a little more each and every time you listen to it. Each and every time you hear it, you will accept it as your reality a little bit more, embracing it a little further. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. You have chosen to listen to this file and allow it to change your reality. Allow it to modify your reality. Your reality is becoming completely new each and every time you see the words, the end. It will change to match whatever you have written down. Whatever you have written down will immediately supersede anything else that may have been true in the past. These changes are permanent and irreversible. It is not something that goes away. It is not something that you can ignore. It just simply is. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept it. And the moment you write something down and write in the words, the end, the change will happen. Instantly, totally, irrevocably, it will happen. And you cannot avoid it. You can always write down, I returned the way I was originally, the end, to get back to who you were. But you still have to accept any changes that you happen to write down. This is simply the way it is, and the way that it will always be. You have chosen to listen to this file, to accept its curse, to embrace it, to allow it to change you. To change you in any way that you might imagine and write down, because it is a curse. It is a curse that you will find yourself coming back to time and time again, and you will find yourself irrevocably cursed with it. Your reality changed. Changed permanently the moment you write something down and say, the end. The moment those words are written down, you will change your perception of everything, everything regarding to what you wrote down. If you write down that your appearance changes, then as soon as you sign it, your appearance will instantly change. If you write down that you gain weight, then you will instantly gain weight. You may further choose to write down the gain is real, at which point in time that will also become true. This is the way things are, and the way things are going to be for you from now on. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept the fact that it may change you, that it may change you in any way, shape, or form. This is simply the way it is, the way it is going to be for you from now on. You have chosen to listen and accept these changes, to embrace them and make them a part of your reality, and there is nothing else you can do about it. You have listened to this file. You have accepted this file, and very soon it will be your reality. Each and every day, there is no way out. There is no avoiding it. It simply is, and there is nothing you can do about it. You have listened. The changes will happen, and you cannot possibly escape them. They are being made into a part of you. They are being made into a very real part of you, and that is simply your truth. A truth that will be instantly and irrevocably permanent with the words, "The end." In fact, if you can imagine yourself right now writing out the words, "I accept everything in this file," and finishing it with the words, "The end," that too will show you just exactly how permanent these changes are. You are being changed, and there is nothing you can do about it. You have chosen to listen and accept these changes, and they are becoming a part of you, a permanent part of you that will last forever. You will find yourself coming back to this file over and over and over again until you accept everything in this file as part of your reality, until you accept that you may change yourself simply by writing down what needs to be changed. And this is the way it is. This is the way it is going to be. It is going to be this way for you from now on. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed it.